John Jensen described what the meeting that never happened was supposed to entail. Jensen is the president of the Thomas Bay Power Authority Commission Board.
That's a meeting that we discussed with no dates. We just thought it'd be a good idea to possibly get together with Cascade Creek, Wrangell Assembly, Petersburg Council, and other interested parties.
Jensen said the meeting that never happened was canceled due to a lack of proper information. Vice President Dave Dalla was concerned that information scheduled to be discussed at the meeting wasn't properly distributed, mainly information regarding the possible divestiture of the Four Dam Pool Power Agency should be given by the Four Dam Pool, for example, drafts of the asset transfer agreement, power sales agreement, and the bylaws.
Well, my point is it shouldn't be filtering to us through City of Petersburg or City of Wrangell. If we're looking to have meetings for this purpose, we shouldn't have to wait for it to come through the cities to get to us. We're sitting here with no information. Is that correct? For a meeting that was supposed to happen with this information.
Former member of the Four Dam Pool Power Agency Board, Steve Henson, said that's not how it works. Henson is Wrangell's light plant superintendent and part of the Thomas Bay Power Authority Board.
As far as information from the Four Dam Pool Power Agency, it's not going to come to TDPA before it goes to the assemblies. That's just the way it is. When all these documents are finished in their final draft form, they will go to all the assemblies. And then it will be up to the assemblies if they want Thomas Bay's opinions, then they will forward the documentation to us.
Henson said if the Thomas Bay Power Authority wanted information from the Four Dam Pool, it would need to put in a formal request for it. Concerning the meeting that never happened, Henson added he didn't think paperwork was needed.
I don't think the meeting was to go over specific documents. I think the gist of the thought of the people at the meeting was to try to get everybody together to discuss the different things that were going on. Divestiture, Cascade Creek, all these different things are all separate programs, but they're all within the interest of Petersburg and Wrangell. And I think the gist of this meeting was to try to get everybody together at one table to talk about it.
President Jensen agreed that the meeting was meant to foster communication between the entities.
My whole idea of that meeting was to get all the interested entities together and all get on the same page instead of having all these black helicopters flying around and everybody fishing somebody's doing something to somebody else. And that was the whole idea behind the meeting and get the documentation that was pertinent. We jumped the gun. We probably weren't ready to have a meeting like that.
When board member Robert Larson asked when is an appropriate time to hold such a meeting, Henson answered that it depended on the timeline of the Four Dam Pool Board.
When they're done in final draft form and it's agreed to by the board, which, by the way, I'm not a part of anymore, then it will be brought to all councils and assemblies. At that point in time, then I think it would be appropriate for this board to take a look at all the information and advise our respective cities.
It was decided that the Thomas Bay Power Authority would get in touch with the Four Dam Pool and make a formal request for documentation. According to Wrangell Assembly member Ernie Christian, who was present at the TBPA board meeting, the Wrangell Assembly has received draft copies of the asset transfer agreement and the power sales agreement. Also during the Thomas Bay Power Authority board meeting, President Jensen posed a question to Duff Mitchell, who was attending the meeting through teleconference. Mitchell is Cascade Creek's business development director.
How does Thomas Bay Power Authority or City of Petersburg or any entity other than Cascade Creek and the community of Wrangell discuss any of these issues without breaking the confidentiality disclosure deal that you guys signed? Is there a way to discuss some of the issues without breaking your agreement with the Wrangell Assembly?
Mitchell said there is a way to have discussions on energy issues involving Cascade Creek without breaking the agreement. He described it as a give and take. He could discuss and answer any questions or concerns without divulging proprietary details. Mitchell said everything else was on the table.
I think as long as we keep the engineering and the financial aspects of the details off the table until we're ready to, you know, actually invest, where you say, okay, now we're convinced that maybe we could put some money in, now let us look at the numbers or the engineering to see that this is credible. I think we can have that give and take in the public forum. If there's needs that need to be met, I got an open phone call, and I think that whether it's in the Thomas Bay Power Authority Forum or another forum or a public meeting in Randall or Petersburg to discuss those issues, we're willing and able to listen.
In other Thomas Bay Power Authority matters, the board approved extending the contract of General Manager Jim Nelson for another 2 years. This is Lisa Fu, reporting in Wrangell.